It's 4 minutes to nine on Breakfast, and James Carlton joins us now to update, well, everything. Hello, James.
Yeah, that's right, Fran. We'll start at the nation's capital, where the Canberra Times reports that on the weekend, Senator Gary Humphries, the Liberal, was defeated in his pre-selection. 114 votes to 84, his challenger, the outgoing ACT Liberal leader, Zed Seselja. And Zed now looks set to become Senator Seselja, promising to fight forced redundancies in the public service should his potential new boss, Tony Abbott, win government. But it's not a done deal yet, I should say. Disenfranchised pre-selectors may be launching a challenge. They've got a petition together. Also on the weekend, the new immigration minister tightened criteria and cracked down on rorts in the 457 visa scheme. Foreign workers coming in on visas, the union's concerned they take local jobs. The response to the crackdown, though, in The Australian, business slams cuts to foreign workers. Business accuses Labor of caving into populist fear of foreigners as union leaders step up pressure to scrap a landmark migration scheme meant to fuel the resources boom. And while we're talking mining, the Financial Review says the government is considering plugging the royalties hole in its mining tax, but it'll leave the changes on hold until close to the election, maybe even schedule them for after, in order to avoid triggering another mining industry campaign. Wild weather, the Courier Mail, here we go again. Drenching puts southeast Queensland in line for more damage, and bloody idiot lock. In the Melbourne Herald Sun, you blow 0.05 and you'll have to install, at your own expense, an interlock device on your car. You know, the ones where you breathe into it, and if you blow over the limit, your car won't start. I reckon it's the biggest change to this area since, of course, the introduction of random breath testing all those years ago. Full steam ahead in the Hobart Mercury. The federal government promises a $6 million rescue package to save the West Coast Wilderness Railway. That's the money, but the race is now on to find an actual operator for the train. We have only a few hours to go till the Oscars, when the stars come out to shine. Fran, will you be walking the coffee-stained grey carpet on your way home this afternoon?
You know what? I normally don't watch them. I normally can't bear the whole Billy Crystal thing.
Well, this year it's not going to be Billy Crystal. It'll be Seth MacFarlane. He's the creator of The Family Guy. He's a new face. Won't be known to too many Australian watchers, but I can tell you he's quite funny, a bit of a wild card. Perhaps we could call him an American version of Ricky Gervais. See if you get an insight from this short Oscars promo he delivered to introduce himself to audiences.
Hi, I'm Seth MacFarlane, and I'll be hosting the Academy Awards this year. I know a lot of you are probably thinking, why is he hosting the Oscars?
And that's the promo. There's no more to it than that.
Thanks very much, James.